Let's go! KZIA FM and HD1. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Iowa City.
My friends are famous.
My friends are famous, yeah.
My friends are famous.
Spending the afternoon with your new BFFs. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor.
My friends are famous.
On Z102.9.
Ladies, I don't want to be the one to say it, but hold on to your man. He's cheating on you. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
but he could be. I don't know. Sorry. To be the bearer of
or
bad
could
news.
Could the girl be cheating on the guy, or is this only guys?
No, it could be anybody, Okay. Honestly. The holidays are over.
Hold on to your girl, too.
Hold on to your partner, your lover, because it's cheating season, baby. We are done with the holidays, which is a lot of happy moments, maybe some fake happy moments. And now that the new year has started, the amount of cheating and affairs takes a little bit of a spike. But lucky for you, I have found the hot spot for affairs and what you need to be looking out for. And that place is the gym, baby.
Really?
Fitness facilities are a hot spot this time of year.
Really?
For your partner to start wandering their eyes.
You know what? You got those tight clothes on.
Well, that's part of it. I mean, you're seeing people sweaty,
yeah.
Lifting heavy things. They're wearing tight leggings or shirts that show off their big muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Your hormones also spike for to an hour after being at the gym. So
people are really friendly in the gym too. I've noticed that. So see, they want to start conversations.
Yes. So with, you know, the gym being the hot spot, there was a relationship expert who said there are some micro cheating red flags you need to look out for. So micro cheating, I feel like we all know what it is. It's like you're not walking into your partner hooking up with someone, but it's right. Those little things where you're like, I feel like you're kind of cheating on me by doing that. So the things you need to be looking out for, I guess, is first of all, if your partner is developing a fixation with the gym, I gotta get there every day. I gotta get there 2-3 times a day. Like they're hanging out there almost a little bit too much.
Okay.
Nobody wants to be at the gym that much. And if they're spending tons of time there, they're gone for 2-3 hours. Nobody's working out for that long, probably, unless you're literally a bodybuilder. So watch out for that. And she said some of the things that could be happening at the gym that are micro cheating are maybe offering to spot somebody. Like if they're lifting or squatting, it's an opportunity to get physical with someone. A lot of people really do just do it out of the kindness of their heart. Yeah. But if you're attracted to someone, you might be trying to cop a feel.
I mean, that's how I would get a guy to come over to me. I'd be like, will you spot me?
Okay, well, make sure he doesn't have a girlfriend.
Sorry.
It can also be someone, like you said, being a little bit too friendly, maybe giving a lot of advice. Like, this is going to help your booty get juicier, like weird stuff like that. and the biggest reason that the gym is the hot spot for cheating is because people, quote unquote, peacock in the gym. Now you think of,
what is peacocking?
You've never heard of peacocking?
No.
Okay. So like think of the animal, the peacock, right?
Yeah.
They show off, they squawk then they explode their like colorful feathers out to like wow the people around them. That's what I'm gonna say, guys, because that's what I would be noticing. Guys peacock at the gym. They're gonna run a little bit harder. They're gonna lift a little bit heavier.
There's a lot of peacockers at my gym then.
Especially if there's people that you're attracted to around you, you're gonna start peacocking, which may, I don't know, serve as temptation whether you're in a relationship or not.
Okay. All right. I could see this being a place for cheating. I do.
Well, yeah.
But you don't got to worry about me. Okay, ladies, I am not cheating on your... I'm not the cheat... What would I be?
The other woman?
I would not be the other woman. Because honestly, if any guy ever looks at me in the gym, I immediately look down. There was a guy... I didn't tell you about this. There's a guy that I do know, sort of, who waved at me at the gym the other day.
What?
Yeah, I know him. He's like... I know his name, and I think he knows my name, and I've had a conversation with him before. He waved at me. And I pretended I did not know him. And I looked right at him, just let him wave. Because I really just don't. I just don't want to be known at the gym. I don't want anyone to like say hi to me at the gym. Anytime anybody looks at me, I look down.
Okay, ladies, send your man to the gym
with
when
Destiny
goes.
Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
So I'm living in a new neighborhood, and this is the first winter storm or blizzard, honestly. So it's kind of cool to see how like the neighbors do things.
Oh, yeah, because it's a little different every... Like, I feel like growing up, you're like, okay, there's Dan down the street, and he...
is always on top of it.
He is plowing everybody's driveways.
Yes.
And Karen lets hers blow over, and she never gets out of the house.
She never gets out of the house, and she doesn't even do anything with it.
Yeah, every neighborhood has those certain types of people.
And I love getting to know how everybody does different things, but I am starting to like figure out people in the neighborhood, and I noticed that the guy who lives above me, he's on top of it.
Okay.
He is out, I would say, if not every hour, every other hour, every 3 hours, he was shoveling like crazy yesterday. So we live in kind of like a split area, but where his is at, he actually does have a city sidewalk. So if you don't know, you have to like keep up with those because you can get fined and stuff.
Right.
So he is keeping up with the city sidewalk, but he also has one that leads up to his part of the door. And he was on top of that, keeping it cleaned. I mean, there was not a spot on it. Swear to God, all day yesterday and the day before.
I feel like there's two types of people, and he is one of them. Somebody that is going to shovel in shifts with the mindset of, okay, I'll clear it so that it's easier when I actually have to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then there's people like you who don't do it until the last minute, and then you're kicking yourself because you're like, this is like 30 pounds of snow that I have to move.
Yeah, so he was shoveling like every other hour, and then he ended up shoveling my sidewalk. Thank you very much for that. But I wouldn't have shoveled at all. I would have done it this morning.
Well,
I would have finally gotten around to it.
Putting you on blast, you texted me last night and you're like, do I go out and clear off my car today or do I just wait till tomorrow?
And I did it this morning.
Which, I live in an apartment, so thank God I don't have to shovel. I'm not responsible for anything, and I park in our garage, but my boyfriend parks outside, and he was having the same dilemma last night. Like, should I be one of those people that's staying on top of it
or and getting all the stuff off of it?
Do I want to hate myself tomorrow? And he also chose to hate himself today.
Yeah. And I kind of regret it a little bit because there was so much snow on top of my car. It took me forever to get it off.
I guess the only bright side is you don't need to go to the gym now because...
Yeah, I know, right?
That snow is heavy.
Look at the rings on my Apple Watch. I got a workout in today.
You got the sweat in.
And I broke my back.
And you're... Oh, jeez.
It's called being old.
Yep.
Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I just want you to remember that when you do find your husband, it's all thanks to me.
I mean, if I truly do find him on one of these dating apps that you're going to tell me about, yes, you will get said thank you, Taylor, in this speech.
Great. That's all.
There will
really
be a toast
about
for you and everything.
Thank you, as I should. So if you didn't know, Sunday is the Super Bowl Sunday of dating apps. It is the most used day. People are swiping, people are joining, people are chatting more. So I thought, Destiny, you've been using the dating apps for a couple months now. You don't love the results you've gotten.
Mm-mm.
And why not branch out from Bumble and Hinge to something maybe a little bit more specific to what you're looking for? So I went out of my way to research some different dating apps for you.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one.
You're making me nervous.
The first one is called Bristler.
What on earth is that?
That is the dating app, and it's also a website for bearded men and the people who want to date them. So if you're a girly that enjoys
Hello.
Facial hair, or you're a guy that has facial hair and you're really proud of like your sick beard, you could join Bristler.
Okay.
So how do we feel about that? Are you into facial hair?
You know what? I was always didn't like it. I always said I didn't, but I have noticed, you know what, that I have changed that. I actually
okay.
do like it now.
Okay, Bristler.
I just didn't like kissing it because it always made me tickle,
yeah,
but now
get,
I
like
it.
Gives you like red burn on your chin.
Yeah, now I like it. Now I find it hot.
I think maybe a bigger beard will be less irritation on your chin. Softer
True.
Hair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Bristler. I feel like that was a pretty
that's
close,
a good one.
Pretty close to a thumbs up. The next app that I'm pitching to you is called Sizzle. Sizzle is for...
Bacon lovers?
Bacon lovers!
I was joking!
I'm so serious. It's for bacon lovers. it's owned by Oscar Mayer.
Wait, wait, wait. Okay, keep going, because I'm going to ask you what type of bacon lovers, because I'm... specific about mine.
Okay. It's owned by Oscar Mayer, so you know this is legit.
Okay.
They are bacon people. But it's not entirely serious of an app. Like, instead of all of those prompts that, I just whacked my hand. I was so excited. You know, those prompts on Hinge that are like, what are you looking for? And what are your biggest values in life? This is asking whether you prefer turkey or pork bacon. It's asking how crispy you like your bacon.
That's what I was going to say, is I like mine less crispy and more like, almost undercooked.
So that's what you get to find out.
Great.
With Sizzle. It's for everybody. Okay. But you can choose to match with people who have the same bacon tastes as you.
Because I don't know if I can marry someone who likes it crispy, because I don't.
I like it crispy.
I knew you did.
Okay, well, Sizzle, pretty good. Love it. The last one is called Thrinder.
Who?
Thrinder. It's very similar to Tinder that you swipe through people.
Uh-huh. But there's a three in there. You're making me nervous.
Yeah. You're looking for a third friend.
Are you serious right now?
And it has over 1 million downloads.
Are you? Are you? What?
What? I'm just throwing it out there.
And you think I was interested?
Dude, I don't know your life.
Dude, okay. Do you want to know a serious thing?
Sure.
At one time. In high school, not high school, in college, I was on Tinder. And back then, I didn't read people's profiles. I was just swiping. Now, I learned my lesson because of this, and now I read people's profiles. I was just swiping back in college. And I swiped on this guy. I didn't know. And then he messaged me back and was like, hey, when do you want to meet me and my wife? And I was like, huh? What?
Uh-huh.
What did I... What? Now I read profiles, so I will not be signing up for that one. Thank you.
Okay, well, Thrinder's
out. Sizzler, what was it?
Sizzle and Bristler.
Those are in.
Downloading now.
Here we go. Z102.9. Those girls in the afternoon.
It is the Super Bowl of dating apps. This Sunday, the most used day of the entire year.
Get my thumbs ready.
You got a lot of swiping to do, but I thought I would branch out a little bit from just Hinge and Bumble and look up some out of the box dating apps. But Christina, what's the strangest dating app that you've used?
Facebook dating.
Really? How did that work out?
Well, I met my husband on there. We've been married for about 3 years.
I have also not done Facebook dating as well. But like, do you see like strangers, or do you get stuck with like your Facebook friends? Because that would freak me out.
Well, you can make a filter, and it will say like, don't add people that I'm friends with.
That's good to know.
Okay, good. Don't want to see my boss on there.
Like seventh grade math teacher.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that could get weird.
Mm-hmm. Just recently got it unlocked.
Oh, is Sunday the day? Are you going to?
I don't know. That still freaks me out a little bit. I'm like, how filtered is it really? Because I really don't want to see. I'm friends with my high schools and teachers and stuff and college professors.
Don't need to be doing that.
Don't need to be seen. No. You're not going to see it on my timeline or anything, right? Like,
I don't know.
Destiny matched with so-and-so. You're not going to see that, right?
I can't answer that. I've never used it either.
I don't want my college professor to see that.
Okay, well, I've got some backups. I've got some other out-of-the-box dating apps for you. And you can decide if you want to download them or not. So how about gluten-free singles?
Well, I'm not gluten-free.
Oh, well, I don't know if this is the one for you, then.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It matches you with other people who also don't eat gluten.
That's great if you're gluten-free. That's awesome.
Okay, well, forget about that, I guess. Uh-huh. But if you are gluten-free out there.
That's a great one.
Gluten-free singles is probably a great start for you. How about Tin Dog?
You got a dog?
It connects dog lovers and their dogs based on your location. So
cool.
I think that's awesome, because you want somebody that probably is going to love your pet as much as you do. And if they have a pet, I always think that's a bonus, right?
Can people be on there if they don't have pets?
I don't think so. And here's the downside is you don't get to see the owner. You have to swipe through pictures of dogs.
Yes!
Which is fun.
All right. I'm downloading Tin Dog.
Down for that.
That one I am down.
Okay.
Screw seeing the other person. I'm here for the dog.
Well,
have you ever gone over and like hung out with someone just to be with their dog?
Definitely.
Okay, yeah, same.
Multiple times.
Same.
We've also got Wingman.
Okay.
Wingman is Tinder at a high altitude, okay?
Okay.
Let me keep explaining to you. Let me just be frank. You ever heard of Mile High Club?
Yeah.
It's exclusive, okay? So the app
Wingman. Not a part of it, if you're wondering.
Good to know. Wingman is for people who are traveling.
Okay.
And you can meet people while you do it. So on Wingman, you create a profile with your picture and your name and your age and your occupation, your flight number, and the airline. So then
you can be part of the Mile High Club?
Well, you specify whether you're traveling for business or for pleasure, and then the app will show you a list of other travelers on the same flight as you. Do with that information as you want.
And you say,
want.
Do you need to use the restroom?
None of my business.
Is that what you end up doing?
If that's what you want to do.
Well, that's also a no. Also, I'm too broke for a plane ticket.
Darn it.
But I'm here for Tin Dog or whatever it was
Tin
called.
Tin Dog? Okay, add it to the list of downloads.
Here we go! Those girls in the afternoon. Z102.9.
I think Sunday is going to be the day to the start of the rest of your life, Destiny.
Yeah, I hope so too.
It's Swipe Sunday, if you haven't heard. It's the busiest day of the year on the dating apps because people are done with the holidays. They're ready to open up and get ready to get back out there, start dating. So there's a lot of swiping going on.
All I'm going to say is if you see me at the Z102.9 wedding show and celebration expo on Sunday and I'm on my phone, mind your business.
Just know she's swiping.
I'm swiping.
And you've been a user of Hinge and Bumble. The results have kind of been that. So I've been telling you about some lesser known dating apps that are a little more specific so you could really find your soulmate. So I've got a couple more for you to download so you're ready for Swipe Sunday. Equestrian Cupid. How about that?
Okay.
This is for people who love horses.
No, that's not for me.
What?
I mean, they're cool, but like... not for me.
Okay. Well, you definitely wouldn't fit in.
It's not my favorite animal, if that's what you're asking.
This is an exclusive community for cowboys and cowgirls to, I don't know, like set up dates to go hang out on the farm and set up horseback riding dates. Okay.
I got a bad back. You do not need to put me on a horse.
Sure. Okay. Equestrian Cupid is a no-go.
Nope, sorry.
On to the next. I've got Tall Friends.
Have you seen me? I am short.
Well, that's what I'm kind of wondering. So, like... I know a lot of, like, at least my tall girlfriends are always like, gosh, it's, like, so hard dating because the guys get intimidated because I'm so much taller than them. Mm-hmm. This is for people like that, I think. But I don't know if you can also join if you are, quote, unquote, normal height and just into really tall people. But who doesn't love a tall man?
Dude, the cupboards in my place are up really, really high, and I cannot get anything off the top shelf for the life of me without standing on a chair and hoping I don't die.
Mm-hmm.
So I could use a very tall man.
Tall Friends. Might want to download
tall
it.
Tall Friends. Okay.
And then the last one that I have for you, I don't really know what you're going to think about it. It's called Salad Match.
This is a hard no. I hate salads. Even though I'm eating healthier, I hate salads.
Okay.
But go on. I'll listen to it.
It's like kind of like Tinder-based. You meet your salad soulmates. You swipe in on other salad-loving singles based on their salad preferences.
Okay, hold on. What kind of salad are we talking here? Because, like, is it Chick-fil-A salad? Is it Olive Garden salad?
Well, I think that's what you swipe on. Like, you probably list out your favorite, like, fast food salad.
That's what I'm saying.
Your go-to sauce.
Okay, because, like, I like restaurant salads, but I have tried to recreate them at home, and they are never the same. So I don't want to meet someone who wants me to eat at-home salad.
No.
At-home salad is disgusting.
I think this is
restaurant
for
salad,
going to grab salads. You
okay,
bond
then I would
over
be
that.
Down for that.
Okay, what kind of dressing are we talking, though?
Well, depends. Where are we going? If we're going to Chick-fil-A, it's the creamy salsa one.
I
love that. Like a little spicy. Okay. If we're going to Olive
Garden. See? And I feel like I just learned way too much about your dating life from knowing that you're a salsa ranch.
No, it's like creamy salsa.
Creamy salsa. Sorry.
What do you mean you just learned a lot about my dating life?
I don't know. I feel
I like things spicy.
Exactly. That's all I needed to know.
Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I know that you absolutely hate first dates, Taylor.
Yeah, because, listen, I am not good at small talk with people that I don't know that well.
And the small talk is usually like, okay, what do you do for a living? What's your job?
I hate talking about myself. It feels weird.
And then you would be like, well, I'm a radio DJ, right? And that, those are just the questions that end up happening on the first job, right?
On the first job.
I'm on the first date.
That's what it feels like. It feels like it feels a job like a interview. Job,
it totally is a job interview. Let's be honest with each other. It totally is.
Yeah. If you'd had a first date every night for a week straight, you'd be like, yeah, I had a lot of the same conversations. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this girl came across my For You page on TikTok. Her name's Tori. And she said, when you're on those dates and you're like wanting to know if this person is a good person or not, when they start asking you those questions, fit in one more question. It sounds harmless, but it's going to tell you a lot about this person. So, again, let's pretend you and I are on a date, okay? So I'm going to ask you, Taylor, what's your job? What do you do for a living?
I work with this girl.
Jesus Christ.
And I do a radio show or whatever.
Okay, have you ever worked for Trader Joe's?
No, I have not.
That's the question she wants you to ask.
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's. Because she says the people that work at Trader Joe's are kind.
They are the coolest.
Easy to talk to. They're attractive. Every day at Trader Joe's is a Friday. They're always in good moods. They're always helpful at Trader Joe's.
Wow. Yeah, you make a really great point.
So then she's like, don't you want that in a relationship? So she's saying, while they're asking you about the job, just kind of fit it in. Like, hey, have you ever worked at Trader Joe's? And if they say no, just be like, oh, it's just weird. I was just wondering. But if they say yes, tells you a lot about the person.
Wow. That's actually a really great point.
But and
I've never worked there.
I've never worked there either. So I feel like we're both horrible people to date.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, did you really need to know that?
Yeah, feeling real good. Z102.9's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor. Go!
This might be a weird question to ask on a first date, but hey, while we're here together, enjoying this nice cocktail. You ever worked at Trader Joe's?
No. Why would you ask me such a thing?
No worries. But between you and I, there's a reason why I'm asking you that question. The question is a good question to ask because Tori on TikTok says that it tells you a lot about a person because for her, she thinks Trader Joe's has one of the best customer service because the people who work there, they're kind, they're attractive, they're super nice, super helpful. So that's why she wants to know if you've worked for Trader Joe's. It tells you a lot about that person.
Well, I feel like there's a lot of places like that because, you know, you spend so much time working as an adult that it kind of morphs into part of your personality, whether you like it or not. Because they train you a certain way and you spend so many hours acting that way.
No, 100%.
So when you said Trader Joe's, I was like, oh, I wouldn't have thought of that, but it makes sense. But some other companies did pop into my mind that if I knew somebody had worked there, it would give me a little look into their character. First thought, obviously, Chick-fil-A. Because they're so polite.
They are.
Almost to a fault. Everything is my pleasure.
I love to say thank you so many times just to hear them say my pleasure. My goal is to see how many times I can get them to say my pleasure.
It's the most polite place that I've ever been. So I feel like that would be a green flag, I guess. Another one would be Disney.
Dude, that is a good one.
If you've worked at Disney, I automatically am going to assume that you are the most magical person. I knew people in college that did like the Disney college program and they were the happiest people ever and believed in all of the magic. So I would love that. I think if you work at like a small local like coffee joint, you're probably a really cool person.
No, 100%.
Like laid back. I don't know. I feel like everybody has walked into a coffee shop before and like fallen in love with whoever's behind the desk.
Yes.
Because they're just like cool and attractive and trendy. So I think that's a good one. And then my last thing would be if you've worked at a car dealership. I'm not going to be specific necessarily.
Whoa. Okay. Was not expecting that.
Because I feel like those people know how to sweet talk you.
Okay. You're not wrong.
They know
you're
how to make
wrong.
You feel good about purchasing a car. So are they going to make you feel good in a relationship? Probably. So those would be my green flag jobs, I guess people would have that I would be able to tell what kind of person they are from those.
Okay. I agreed with you I wrote Chick-fil-A down on my list
obviously.
As well, just because of just the manners that they have. And I also wrote a coffee shop. I was kind of narrowing it down around the area, but Scooters, I go there a lot and they have to deal with crazy orders that we like to make and they never get sassy.
at my North Liberty Scooters, they always say after you order, you can scoot on around.
I know.
It's my favorite thing. It's so cute. I don't know why I love it so much.
I'm like, that's so genius. So I wrote that down. I was recently at Bath and Body Works and I had my Apple AirPods in the nicest way. They wouldn't leave me alone.
Oh, yeah.
It was nice. And I'm putting that in the nicest way. They just kept asking me, are you doing good? Do you want to smell this? And so I'm going to say they have really great customer service. I had Apple AirPods in. I didn't want anyone to bother me. And they just kept asking me if I was doing okay.
Persistent.
And they gave me a bag and everything. It was very
love
nice.
Love that.
I'm going to put a call center down because I used to work for a call center and you have to deal with people screaming at you on the phone. And I feel like if you can handle that, being like bullied and stuff by people who call in, I think that tells me a lot about who you are.
You're a very patient person.
And the last thing I wrote down was, if you worked at Olive Garden.
Oh.
That tells me a lot about you. Because again,
More cheese, please.
That's exactly what I wrote. I wrote that down. I think it tells me that you're a patient person because I'm that person at Olive Garden that when you're like, oh, would you like some Parmesan cheese? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I would. And then they go, let me know when.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely never going to judge you because
we're still going. We're still going, by the way, if you're wondering, to the point where you don't know if there's soup underneath that. We're still going to the point where they're like, do you just want the whole cheese? So I feel like they're pretty good too. They're patient with me. Oh, by the way, you're good. You're good now. You can stop the cheese.
And definitely not judgmental because
they never judge you. They're not like, ma'am, do you think maybe you should lay off the cheese? You got a couple pounds.
They
or
would
something.
Never. They no. would never. Say
I, so
that.
That's why I think I put them down too.
And I would hope that they would bring the cheese with them on the date.
Those girls in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Destiny and Taylor on C102.9.